Blog Talk Radio.
I guess I'm going to another, you know. It's about being with Broadcast Music Incorporated. I've been with them such a long time, you know, making music. You know, how I was in those days. So, you know, when I started out, I was like, I just said the story so many times about struggling coming out to L.A. And I had, you know, finding a place, employment issues. It was way severe, and I was so strong and fearless because I was, you know, young. But I had the, you know, made songs. And one of the songs I made was what I experienced when I was on the streets. It was, which was briefly, well, actually wasn't briefly, on and off for 3 years. It's called Trauma. Rejected me. I'm talking about the rock labels, the punk labels, the rock divisions. They rejected them. It was so difficult. So then, right after I got it, you know, I was living at different places, and mailbox was received my email. Someone sent me something that said BMI, Broadcast Music Inc. Incorporated. And I was like, what is this broadcast? So I became a member. I was like, okay, and it was for my songwriting. But I was still on my own. I didn't have no publishing. Oh, yeah. I sent my songs to publishing companies, and they rejected it, too. Managers, too. And it was kind of like pretty much out. But it was a great thing to be with BMI because it was gave me a chance to register my songs. At least I appreciate them signing me at that time because I was an aspiring artist, really aspiring artist. I remember around that time I had an acoustic guitar, trying to play it because I played it on stage at the time, places. After someone gave it to me. It was a big acoustic guitar. The thing is, I ended up pawning it after 3 years because of starvation. I pawned it on Sunset at the Tower Records in West Hollywood. But still, I was learned the instrument a little, and I was taking lessons because I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't, you know, great on it, but I was getting, you know, better. But what I did learn is how to make songs, and you know, and then I did, you know, get with bands who played it, so I practiced, so we're on stage. So, the good thing is I learned how to write songs with it. But then, you know, I stopped because of, you know, being poor, and I had to move back to, you know, to New York back and forth. But the important thing I want to say, it was great to become a member with BMI. because nobody else signed me or gave me a chance. At least they gave me a chance with my songwriting. And I registered my songs. I didn't know nothing about the industry at the time. I even sent demos to record companies who rejected me, and there was no copyright. And I was like, gosh, I was so naive. So I'm glad that I learned through them about copyright, and I learned through them about, you know, registering my songs, I own the songs. So that was a good thing. But now I just play, you know, keyboard, write songs on the keyboard. But in those days, it was really interesting. I was on stage a lot, but this broadcast is just say, joining a song licensing organization was a good thing because I love to write. At the time, I was writing songs about what being on the street or dark issues that I had to deal with, and then my songwriting developed, and I knew I had to write something about love. So I wrote a song that was just spiritual, like love, and I evolved. So now I got close to 400 songs. I have about 393, so and counting. So I just want to say, I'd like to thank BMI for registering me as a fledgling songwriter. And, you know, at the time, even though I'm a struggling songwriter still after all these years, I do appreciate Broadcast Music for putting me on the roster. I do thank them for at least giving me a chance to register songs and to hold that hope, a glimmer of hope that my dream will come true. Thank you, Broadcast Music Incorporated. Thank you, BMI, for making me a member a long time ago. This is the anniversary this year. Good day. Good night from Dub Night.